You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me is the pet expert extraordinaire of WGN Radio, Steve Dale. Go to stevedalepetworld.com.
Shorter than usual.
Do you need help with your knobs? on the chair.
I think my knobs on the chair.
I know how to fix that, but you keep talking and tell us a little bit about what's going on.
You're
going to
give
and
me
I'll
a
come
boost.
Around,
while
I'm going to come
talk?
Around and try to give you a boost. Tell us about what's going on in Michigan that
is
just
that
happened.
All you're going to give me?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a boost. Go ahead. Just go ahead and tell us. You said there's some developments in Michigan we should know about.
Yeah. So let me talk about the shockingly bad news. So a federal judge in Michigan said. So right now, for all 49 states, other than Michigan, if you are a law enforcement person, here's what happens. You go into... I'm higher now. You walked into the garbage can.
Just ruined the illusion. I just tried to do that very stealthily.
You did. Right, then, okay. And then suddenly, I'm up in the air.
Is it too high now?
I'm never too high.
All right,
that's fine. All right. So it's perfect. So for all the other 49 states, if you're law enforcement and you walk into a situation where you feel threatened by a dog, you can shoot the dog. In Michigan, they said, that's not enough. We also want to give you an opportunity to shoot the dog if the dog barks, or if the dog moves.
Right. And who's going to testify that the dog was doing anything other than what the... a police officer. I mean, and on the other hand, if a police officer feels threatened, I don't understand why this law came about. How many police officers were being attacked by dogs?
Well, there is a backstory. Something happened, and then the people that owned the dog wanted to sue, and this judge said, I'm not going to go just with this case. I'm going to make a broader ruling.
Mm-hmm.
And they contested that and then eventually worked their way up to federal court in Michigan, and that judge said, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. If a dog barks, it can be perceived as a threat just because the dog barked. And if the police officer or law enforcement feels threatened in any way, that's enough to shoot the dog, or even if the dog moves. Now, the grander issue here is that in America right now, even law enforcement has conceded that there is an epidemic, a problem where too many dogs are being shot. I have the numbers here somewhere, but they
You saw me typing because I'm like, how many dogs are being shot by cops? You have the numbers?
A lot. Yeah, I actually do. Maybe in the other room at the moment, but I can grab them. And these numbers are really rather shocking. And a lot of them are shot where law enforcement is, let's say you're law enforcement and you want to get to my property because I'm the bad guy, but have to cross your yard to do it. And if you say stop to the dog protecting its own property, mm-hmm. the dog may not stop.
Right.
And if the law enforcement officials feel threatened in any way, then they legally have a right everywhere to shoot the dog. Michigan went further. So what other states have done is they said, you know, we need to back off. We need to help educate police officers about canine body language, what this dog is really saying. Instead, Michigan did the reverse and said, we want to give you even more opportunity, more leeway, more excuses, if you will, to be able to shoot a dog.
So in Detroit, let's just go with Detroit. Detroit police officers in 2015 shot and killed 25 dogs. And by November of 2016, they had shot and killed 21. On the side of the police officers, I can imagine that they're like, now you're talking about training and the mannerisms of a dog and what really is going to be a threat. There's so many things that police officers already have. And they're going into a situation,
I
would imagine that in many of these situations where there are pit bulls or guard dogs that are, you know, gang members might have dogs or somebody that's trying to protect their home who is, you know, doing something. This is such a hard one.
It is.
But it seems as though giving a blanket shoot to kill if a dog barks, that seems like a bit much. It seems like there should be some middle ground to this.
I agree with you. And I agree that at the end of the day, law enforcement should do what they need to do.
Right, but go home safely and to protect the neighborhoods, all those things. Right.
I totally agree with that. According to a 2005, I found my numbers. According to a 2005 study published in the LA Times, one out of every four times Los Angeles police officers intentionally fired their guns over the past 20 years, the target was not a person, but instead man's best friend.
Wow.
And since 1985, police have shot more than 465 dogs, killing at least 200 there in Los Angeles and the surrounding area. And there are similar statistics. You rattled off some all over the country.
That's just Detroit. That was
yeah,
great.
Yeah, but this is a building problem. And it isn't limited to Los Angeles or Detroit. It's everywhere.
Justice Department officials speculate that in a 2012 interview that the number could be as high as 10,000 a year nationally.
Mm-hmm. And no one knows for sure. So a database has been set up called the Puppy Side
database. That's the site that I'm on,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right about this. So I don't know what the answer is myself, and education is part of it. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that giving police officers more leeway, they already have, in my opinion, enough leeway. If they feel threatened, they have the right, and probably should, have the right to shoot. However, as you know, as anyone, it seems, might know, whether you've had a dog in your life or not, a dog barking doesn't necessarily mean a threat.
No.
And a dog moving is what if the dog is moving toward you, happy to see you?
It sounds like such a strange case to come down through the courts and have. Now, was this a judge? So this had to go through the legislature, though, in
Michigan.
No, this
is a judge.
Has made a call, so that if other people sue, that's the reason for the judge making the decision
right.
This way.
Right. I believe that's
because Michigan hasn't made like legislation to
no,
give
law. No,
this
is not legislative. Right. It's a judge.
Judicial
yeah,
decision.
Yeah, who said, you know what? And you know, the problem is, so all these people, when I wrote about it, were writing me from all over the country, including Michigan, saying, what do we do about it? And I don't know the answer to that. It has to go through the courts. So legislatively, I know you're familiar with this because you've been involved with this sort of thing. It's almost easier to deal with the legislator and turn them around than a legislative body than a judge, because then you need to go to court and all. And you're talking about federal court here.
Well, our friend Todd Belcourt can probably, and he's familiar with law enforcement and with social justice. We're going to be talking about the pardons that came down today in particular, but the pardons that President Obama has issued. But one of the things that I'm learning at the legislature in Springfield and General Assembly, and you're going down on Monday.
Yes.
To testify on what?
About trap, neuter, return mm-hmm. of stray and feral cats.
Interesting.
Which is
rather than shooting bobcats, which they made illegal to hunt in Illinois.
Yeah.
So many things.
Yes.
So let's one more. Oh, we'll quick break, and then we'll go to news. And we'll welcome Todd Belcourt. We're going to take a break.
Woo!
And then we're going to news.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to break more glasses.
Oh.